Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A great Indian bustard chick was successfully hatched in Gujarat's Kutch region, marking the first successful hatching of this species in nearly a decade, thanks to an innovative conservation technique called the jumpstart approach that could potentially rescue the species from near certain extinction. This significant event involved an interstate egg transfer from a Rajasthan captive breeding center, demonstrating a new method that could be crucial in the conservation of the great Indian bustard. But why does this matter? The great Indian bustard, or GIB, is a species that has been driven to the brink of extinction due to several factors, including overhead power lines, habitat loss, and historical hunting. The species was once found across 11 Indian states, but its population has drastically declined. The hatching of the GIB chick in Gujarat is particularly noteworthy because the state's GIB population had reached a critical tipping point, with only 3 female GIBs and no males, making natural reproduction impossible. The Kutch landscape, however, is historically prime GIB habitat, consisting of arid grasslands. The jumpstart approach addresses what conservation biologists call demographic alley effects, where populations are so small that normal reproduction becomes impossible even when suitable habitat exists. First, let's look at the species profile of the great Indian bustard. The GIB is classified as critically endangered, and its population has been declining due to 3 main factors: overhead power lines, habitat loss, and hunting history. Overhead power lines are a significant threat to GIBs as they have a forward-facing narrow field of vision, making it difficult for them to detect power lines during flight. Collisions with power lines are estimated to cause the death of 18 birds per year in Rajasthan alone. Habitat loss, primarily due to the conversion of arid grasslands to agriculture, renewable energy projects, and human settlements, has also contributed to the decline of the GIB population. Historically, GIBs were hunted for meat and sport, but they have been protected since the Wildlife Protection Act of 1972. The Supreme Court played a crucial role in addressing the power line problem in 2021, ordering the underground cabling of power lines in core GIB habitat areas in Rajasthan. However, the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy raised concerns that underground cabling could jeopardize India's solar energy targets in the Thar Desert, one of the world's best solar zones. The court subsequently issued revised guidelines, balancing both concerns, which is a rare example of climate versus biodiversity trade-off adjudication. Project GIB, launched in 2016, is a conservation program led by the Wildlife Institute of India, State Forest Departments, and the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change. The project has established captive breeding centers in Sam and Ramdevra, Jaisalmer district, Rajasthan, and currently has a captive population of around 73 birds. The breeding technique used in the project involves artificial insemination and incubation, as GIBs rarely breed in captivity through natural mating. The Abu Dhabi breeding program in the UAE has been a key partner, sharing aviculture expertise from Hobra bustard conservation, a related species that has been successfully bred in captivity at scale in the Gulf. The 15th Conference of Parties to the Convention on Migratory Species, or CMAs, held in Brazil in 2026, added the Great Indian Bustard to Appendix I of CMAs, which is the highest protection level. This obligates CMAs member states to protect GIB habitat and prohibit hunting. Other species added to the protected lists at CMAs COP15 include the cheetah, striped hyena, snowy owl, giant otter, and great hammerhead shark. Now, let us turn to the broader context of India's grassland ecosystem. The GIB's fate is emblematic of India's grassland ecosystem crisis, as grasslands receive limited policy protection in India. Unlike forests, grasslands are not counted as forest cover in FSI surveys, and they are not covered under the Forest Conservation Act, although it was recently amended. Grasslands are often treated as wasteland for land acquisition purposes. The Wildlife Protection Amendment Act of 2020 to strengthen protections for both captive and wild species, but grassland-specific protections remain weak. Conservation biologists have called for a national grassland policy, analogous to the National Forest Policy, to address this structural gap. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The great Indian bustard's scientific name is Ardeotis nigriceps, and it is listed as critically endangered on the IUCN Red List. The global population of GIBs is fewer than 150 individuals, and it is listed on Appendix I of Sites and Schedule I of the Wildlife Protection Act of 1972. The state bird of Rajasthan is the Great Indian Bustard. The 2026 hatching of the GIB chick used the jumpstart approach, involving an interstate egg transfer from a Rajasthan captive breeding center to Kutch, Gujarat, covering a distance of 770 kilometers in approximately 19 hours. Before the hatching, the Gujarat GIB population consisted of 3 females and 0 males. Project GIB was launched in 2016, and it is led by the Wildlife Institute of India, State Forest Departments, and the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change. The captive breeding centers are located in Sam and Ramdevra, Jaisalmer district, Rajasthan, and the current captive population in Rajasthan is around 73 birds. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the scientific name of the Great Indian Bustard, its IUCN status, and its listing on CMA's Appendix I. Also, note the details of Project GIB, including its launch year, lead institutions, and captive breeding centers. For mains, consider the question of how India should resolve the climate biodiversity trade-off, particularly in the context of the Great Indian Bustard and renewable energy projects. The role of international conventions like CMAs and CITES in complementing India's domestic wildlife protection laws is also an important aspect to explore. The successful hatching of the Great Indian Bustard chick in Gujarat marks a significant milestone in the conservation of this critically endangered species, and it highlights the need for innovative approaches to address the complex threats facing India's biodiversity. The fate of the Great Indian Bustard is closely tied to the health of India's grassland ecosystem, which requires urgent attention and policy protection to prevent further degradation and loss.